Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Zara, hosting for the Student Feature Hour. We're going to be here from 11:30 till 1. And today, we have very special guests today. We have Danny, Alex from Papa, and Sam.
Our best friend.
Yes. He's just along for the ride, but he's a cool dude. He's going to be here. So yeah, you guys want to introduce yourselves a little bit? Tell everyone where you're from.
Yeah. We're from Los Angeles. My name is Danny Prezant. I play bass in the band. And
I'm Alex Fischel. I play keyboards in the band.
You want to speak into that?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Darren, who's not here right now, the lead singer. He started this band, mm-hmm. and then about a year I've been in the band for about 3 years. Alex just came along just now.
Cool.
And it was started in New York. Wasn't working out too well. We moved to LA, and then things started moving.
Mm.
And I guess that's the short, abridged version.
Completely different, though, isn't it? New York and LA.
Yeah.
I've never been to New York, but like from movies and stuff,
that's
I guess.
The best.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Yeah. So you guys are 3-piece?
We are a 4-piece.
Okay.
We have a drummer, singer, and a guitarist.
And keyboardist.
We're currently playing in Girls, and they have an in-store in Seattle.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So Paulette said that, yeah, mm-hmm. The drummer is in Girls and Papa as well.
And so is the guitarist.
Okay, cool.
Yeah
so how's your... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So how was your show last night?
It was the best. And out of all the Canada shows, it went the best.
Really? Yeah. Vancouver's that good, eh?
Ooh.
It was great.
We messed up, too. We said, Darren said, this is our first time in Toronto.
Oh, no.
I mean, granted, we've been on the road for almost a month now, and things started to fall apart around this time. So, but they were forgiving,
mm-hmm.
so I think it went well.
Yeah.
It did go well. It was great. It was a blast.
Which venue did you guys play that?
Biltmore.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Biltmore's always a great place.
Yeah.
Good crowd?
It was a great crowd.
Yeah.
That's good.
First, they're a little spicy, but then they calm down.
Yeah. I went to a show there like 2 weeks ago with Lady Hawk.
I don't know.
It was for Olio Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Rad.
So, you guys brought your album here, and it's called A Good Woman Is Hard to Find.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really, really love this cover. Is this like, do you guys know her?
Yes.
Is she a friend?
She's a friend. She's also in the music video that's about to drop.
Oh, rad.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she is.
We just found out today that the record's actually number 89 on the iTunes R&B charts.
Really? Yeah. No way. That's
right,
congratulations.
Right between Ne-Yo and who was the other one?
John Legend.
And John Legend.
Oh, nice.
But I'm coming for Chris Brown, so if you guys know him, let him know.
Yeah, you gotta climb up and like beat him down.
Yeah. Oh, I'm coming.
Yeah. Watch out, Chris Brown.
Yeah, he's at 3 right now.
And this man in the back, who is that?
That's Darren.
That's Darren.
Oh, okay, cool. And is that her again in the back?
That's her again. Those are her legs.
Nice, very good.
For someone who hasn't seen this, this is
exciting. I know.
Yeah.
It's a weird description, but it's a cool picture. Mm-hmm. I really like this. This is really rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very pretty.
So I guess we should get to some songs by Papa.
Great.
I have a song set up. Ain't It So?
Ain't It So is the second single off that.
Okay, cool. Who wrote it?
Who wrote it? Darren actually wrote it about an ex-lover. And then we kind of worked on it and arranged it and put it together, he and I.
Great.
And our friend Taylor from the band Dawes, if you know them, he played guitar on it and stuff. It's fun, catchy one.
Nice. Yeah, so super excited to hear this. Again, this is the Student Feature Hour, and we're here with Papa today. And this is their track, Ain't It So, from their album.
First track off the album.
Yep, A Good Woman Is Hard to Find.
I wanna know. I've got to see. If I'm wrong. The end of the day. here and gone. But at least the sound, it don't bring me down. Not like your face. Girls blind in lights. 'Cause it don't.
Get to you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hi, so you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're here back with Papa, and this is Zara hosting. And we just got joined by Paulette.
Hey.
Who ditched class.
Yeah, she skipped class to be here. But yeah, we just listened to two tracks by Papa from LA, Ain't It So First, and then I'm the Lion King. Those are their two first singles and also the first two songs on their record titled A Good Woman is Hard to Find. Yes.
True.
Yeah. Is a good woman hard to find?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very hard.
The hardest.
Especially in LA.
In Canada, they're plentiful. They're
Canada, I feel like you guys have better or sweeter women.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah, we were talking about karaoke a little bit before.
We were.
You
want me to tell that story again?
Yeah, let's tell the story about your experience.
All right, well, I retired from karaoke forever at the age of 16 because my friend Mike and I, who was in a band called Chief, that broke up recently, actually, but we went to New York to see New York and visit his sister, who was living there, going to NYU. And we went to a bar. She took us to a bar. We snuck in. Because we were underage, and we sang a Michael Jackson song, and the place went nuts, just nutty for us. They I don't know what's that, a tunnel? They made a tunnel.
They made a tunnel for you?
They were just going nuts, full crazy, like 55 people. And then at the end, when we were leaving, we realized it was a gay bar, and they were just going nuts because we had two 16-year-old boys singing. But it's like one of those things.
You had the time of your life. So.
Yeah, I did, and then I realized that it wasn't for the reasons that I thought. I thought I was crushing it. I thought I was.
Well, maybe you were good too.
Maybe I was.
You were that great.
Maybe, or I was just a cute little 16-year-old boy in New York City. Either way, it'll never be that good again. And so, I guess I put down the mic forever.
So yeah, New York. Yeah. Have you ever been back, like, since?
Yeah, we
moving?
Just played there. We had two nights at the Bowery Ballroom with girls,
nice.
And that was amazing.
How was the crowd?
They were good. It's funny because in New York, for some reason, this tour has been good because we've been selling a lot more records than T-shirts and things like that, and that always gets me psyched because I'd rather them buy the music than the fashion. And in New York, we sold so many shirts and decent amount of records. And only in New York has that happened.
Awesome.
I don't know if I wasn't too stoked on it. But New York's all about the fashion, so.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's from New York.
True.
There's some explanation right there.
And I'm from New York. As you can see, pure fashion right
yeah,
there.
No, he's dressed really nicely for people who can't see. He's dressed really nicely, so it's good.
Me?
Yes, you too. Everyone.
Even the LA people are
everyone. Danny, Alex, Sam. All yes. Dressed
you
really
guys
fantastic.
Look nice too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. These are actually my mom's pants.
Oh, cool.
I saved them from her closet yesterday.
They're like a garden.
Yeah, they do. They're like so them. Loose, though. Like, I can barely keep them up. It's really bad.
Just gotta get a belt.
But
you gotta
no,
get a
I
pepper
have a
and
belt,
a nice little belt.
So yeah, but... pretty crazy. But yeah, you wanna tell us about, like, your process for making the album, maybe? Like, how do you guys kind of come up with... the sound that you guys yeah. have on your album?
Darren and I have been working for quite some time where we like to come up with this sound. I think this is the most direct of all of our visions, finally, and I think that's why it's actually doing fairly well for the first time. Because people have been saying it's our debut release, but it's actually the fourth release from Papa.
Mm.
Just we didn't get too much love before. And so, I mean, it's funny because Psychedelic Judaism and Hit City, the two record labels that put it out,
mm-hmm.
They came to us later on after we had already recorded all the songs. We were just going to put it out on our own again
yeah.
on MySpace and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully they did, and now we have a nice hard copy of it. Because we our last release, You Live in My House, was not ever actually put out, distributed physically.
Oh, why not?
Because we didn't have money. We always did it ourselves. Darren and I paid for everything. We had our friend at Black Iris Music record it. He's the best. Michael Harris, if you're listening, which you're not. I love you. And so I think, and then we have a lot of different players on this album.
Yeah, there's a pretty big list going on there.
Because they were recorded over different times. And like, for instance, the song Collector, the label was like, we'd rather put out 5 than 4. And we were like, well, we got this song. And so one night we just went in and banged it out pretty quick.
Yeah, a lot of late nights then?
Yeah, a lot of late nights because our friend, we didn't really have the funding. So our friend Michael, who works, great engineer, works at Black Iris, would sneak us in on the late night. And then we'd record the tracks there.
Nice. What was your studio like?
It's awesome. That studio's rad. And then some of it we did at Darren's house, his parents' house. Just set up some mics and
really?
Made it work. Yeah. The guitars and trumpet and stuff on Collector.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rad. So this next song, Let's Make You Pregnant, who wrote that?
Darren actually wrote that. I had nothing to do with that one.
Yeah.
I was away on tour with another band. And JR from Girls produced it. And it's about a girl that Darren was courting. And,
yeah. You can tell from the title a little bit. Just a little bit.
I think it was a dream he
had.
Beyond
the wooing stage.
Yeah, just a little bit.
How'd that work out?
I don't want to air his dirty laundry.
Okay, that's true.
Or clean laundry, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
His laundry in general.
Yeah.
I think it went well, but look at that face. That put him, look at that. It's a good-looking man. It probably worked out well.
Yeah, it's very nice, surly-looking man there.
Yeah.
Good picture. So, yeah, how about we play Let's Make You Pregnant?
Let's do it.
Yeah? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here today with Papa.
Without you. Quiet now.
At Distributel, all high-speed internet services include unlimited downloads, so you'll never have to worry about caps or contracts again. With Distributel, you'll pay the same low price every month no matter how much you download. Plus, for a limited time only, enjoy free installation on all internet services. For more information, call 1-855-USAVE, visit distributel.ca, or find Distributel on Facebook to access cool contests. Distributel, welcome to a world without limits.
Dead air.
Hi, you're back with CITR 101.9 FM. Kind of struggled there a little bit. Busy taking photos.
Yeah, taking photos and telling jokes.
That's what
we
do.
We are back here with Papa. They're from LA. And we just got joined by Josepha.
Hello.
And she was with Paulette yesterday at the girls' show, and they met Papa.
It was rad.
Yeah. Heard it was a good show. Josepha has some questions because this is an interview.
Correct.
Okay, I don't know what you guys already talked about, but let's see. Okay, how is touring?
Touring?
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been
interesting.
We've had a different dynamic on this tour because Darren is in girls as well.
Yeah, he's a drummer.
And so we haven't been traveling with them.
Okay.
It was just us two for a minute, and then our friend Sam hopped on to New York.
Cool.
But it's been a lot of work.
To know each other.
Yeah.
A lot of. Oh, I also didn't know him really before we left.
Yeah.
Oh.
True story. So.
But you two?
Yeah.
We knew each other just from like rehearsing and playing shows around LA together.
Okay.
Okay.
But we hadn't really like spent that much time.
Oh, my friend's like, dude, aren't you nervous? Like.
You're gonna be scared
like,
because
we had to drive. Well, we had to drive from California to Atlanta.
With a stranger.
With a stranger, yeah, him. But I think he should have been more afraid for it.
No, you're the great, you're the best.
And touring with girls, how was that?
Great, it's amazing. It's been great. And we also were on tour with this band, No Bunny.
Okay.
Who's also the best. They left us, unfortunately.
Okay.
But it was a lot of fun. Now there's a new band on the tour. We don't really know them, but they're sweet.
Was that your first?
Yeah.
Show with
that
them.
Was our first show with
like
them last
them
night. They're good. I like No Bunny better. Don't tell them.
Oh
that.
No.
But they just maybe because they just were they become such good friends. Like they were just the best.
They have a cute name too.
They do. They also have a great show. If you should look a video up. It's definitely.
Well, too, for sure.
Not as cute as you'd think. More sexy.
Okay. And any troubles at the border? Any border
stories? No, actually, it was really easy.
Smooth transition.
This last one was even better than the first one. The first one, she the only thing she did say she was trying to charge because you have to declare the merch.
Yeah.
And I was trying to tell her the CDs were free. They were made for free. They're promotional and we don't sell them.
Yeah.
And she kept saying, she's like, all right, well, I'm just going to put them as they cost a dollar to make. And I was like, well, they didn't. I was like, they cost zero to make.
Yeah.
If you have to put one thing, you might as well just put 1 cent. And basically she, at the end of it, she's like, you don't have $35 to give me? I was like, I don't really want to.
Yeah.
She's like, maybe you should think about starting a new profession.
Oh, what?
And I was like, what? I'm hearing this from the border woman.
Like, her profession's great.
She would
she
say burned. That.
She also took a phone call from her kid in the middle of dealing with us. So it took like a 10-minute conversation. She's like, no, sweetie. No, that's normal. And I was like, yo, I got to get somewhere, girl.
Did they swipe any of your belongings? They took my cheese.
They didn't. They what?
They took my
what?
Cheese.
Why did they take
this? Well, this was in
bringing all sorts of weird cultures.
This was
then,
in Illinois, and apparently they're really strict there.
Yeah.
And they put us in this room with these pictures of wanted people that were like rapists. You're like them. It was scary.
Our friend had a little bit of weed sprinkles and stems. And that's understandable shit.
Right.
Yeah.
They were good to us. They were good to us. So.
That's good.
Thank you, Canadian border.
Yeah, Canada's pretty cool.
I actually got more shit going back into America.
Yeah. It was whack.
Understandable.
So I was like, yo, I'm from here. I love America. What are you doing?
Yeah.
She's giving me all sorts of shit.
Suspicious.
Yeah, she was asking me, she's like, what does your band sound like? I was like, I can tell you what we like.
Actually, that was my next question.
What?
Someone today was talking to me, and I was trying to explain your guys' sound to them. So I was like, I'm interviewing this band. And like, what do they sound like? And I don't really know. Was it kind of rocky, kind of folky, alternative?
I don't know, folk, maybe. It started off folk before
it's like
I joined the band.
Rock?
I guess, I don't know. I would say that our favorite bands are Talking Heads, Clash, and Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
Those, I think, are... And then obviously Otis Redding and all the great soul.
Right.
But I found out today that we're technically on the R&B charts.
Really?
Are you?
We just look. We're at number 80. It was either 87 or 89 on the iTunes R&B charts, okay. Right next to Ne-Yo and
John Legend.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because of your past albums or this one?
No, this one's definitely the most soulful, I think, out of them all.
Sweet.
But it's really hard, which I like. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I thought it was weird going to be placed in the rock category, but I guess R&B, I'm cool with that.
That's cool too. Pretty chill. Okay, and what are you guys listening to right now?
Oh, man.
You've hit us at the end of tour. We're literally nothing.
You're dry.
Okay.
We're just like, just put on that same mix again, I
guess. Like, I'm at the same point, and I haven't been on tour.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm always looking for new stuff. Before we left, I was on a really big Fleetwood Mac and Phil Collins kick.
Yeah, we've been listening to a lot of Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Love Phil Collins. But also, I don't know. We stayed strong once we went through New Jersey on the way to New York. Definitely put on some Bruce.
Yeah. Your band's kind of like Phil Collins, drummer, sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darren doesn't really like, actually, the lead singer doesn't really like Phil Collins.
That guy didn't seem too into Phil Collins.
Sam loves it.
Does he?
Yeah, he's down there today. Don't let him, he's usually, I don't know what's up with him. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Phil Collins was on the Tarzan soundtrack. That's what I remember him.
You won an Academy Award for that.
Yeah,
he did. Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
But now he's retired. It bummed me out. I wanted to see him.
Yeah.
Never you guys been him. Eating a lot of fast
Subway.
Food?
No.
Subway avocado.
Subway's
guacamole.
Trying to be healthier.
Subway has
guacamole. What's funny is we haven't eaten McDonald's once. We got fries there once, but...
Yeah.
Because the last tour I was on, it was literally like... I was afraid to see my mom when I got home because I was like, I had like pillows under my eyes. Like,
it's hardcore.
Just bad habits. And this one, I was like, I'm not going to do that again. Like,
yeah, to be healthy.
And so, I mean, Subway's... barely healthy at all.
It's the best option.
It is. That's what I said.
Really? I like Quiznos better.
Oh, well,
you can't really find it everywhere.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm getting a little bit of a gut.
You just stop in grocery stores.
Like, yeah.
We did a lot of hummus and carrots.
Oh,
did you guys go to Tim Hortons? Timmy Ho's?
We did Timmy Ho's.
You guys
Timmy Ho's.
Yeah.
Good?
It's like Canadian fast food.
It is.
Tim Hortons.
The one
that?
Canadian.
Well, why not?
And it's like 3 times cheaper than McDonald's.
You know what, though? I went to the McDonald's in Montreal once on the last tour, and they had the best apple juice I've ever had.
Really? Apple juice. Yeah.
I also got a Happy Meal, no joke.
Okay.
I get Happy Meal sometimes.
I was really quirky that day. What?
You have to go to Hortons, get some ice caps.
Iced cappuccinos.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of cold outside, but they're good.
I love a Breeves.
Yeah.
Pepper that in.
Ice cap, yeah. But, yeah, it's 12:15.
Okay.
I'm not...
I mean, you wouldn't put money in, but it's okay.
Okay. Do you guys want to stay?
I'm having the best time with you guys.
Let's just stay then. Yeah?
Okay.
We can chill for a bit.
We can chill.
Is that it?
I had a few more.
You can...
Yeah, keep going. Motor on.
Are you guys in school?
No.
Why not?
I graduated.
Okay, from?
From, I did half Northeastern, half NYU.
Okay.
I didn't like either.
Okay.
Full hate all the time.
Not NYU?
You're a school hater?
I hated NYU a lot, actually. I liked Northeastern, I just didn't like Boston. Oh. I love Boston.
Yeah.
I love Boston now, but when I was living there, I wasn't in a healthy mindset. And so, I was bumming about a girl, so.
Is it weird being on campus?
Yeah, it's fun now. Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of fun.
It's fun because there's no responsibility.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you're looking at everyone stressing out.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you dropped out?
Over shit that doesn't
dropped
matter.
Out. This is my first year, actually, that I dropped out. I was at CalArts, and I wasn't really... I didn't find that I had enough time to work on music that I wanted to be working on.
Cool.
Because there's always, like, class assignments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I decided to leave. And then... I got this tour.
Cool.
And now I'm here.
It's been working out pretty good.
Destiny.
Yeah, I've got a lot better since Darren and I ended college.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Well, it's like when you're a musician and you're in school, all you can think about is how you want to be out of school and be a musician.
Well, all I could think about was, I was like, I'm paying money for this, and I'm wasting my time.
It's not what you love.
Like studying Spanish, for instance.
Exactly.
Unless what you're studying is going to contribute.
Well, I did.
What you want
no, that was a big mistake. I studied music. Big mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's like you get home after like doing all that homework and you're just like, what I used to do for fun was make music, yep. and now it's like...
The last thing you don't want to do that anymore.
So like, all I would do is watch Friends after.
It's like you fall out of love with music.
Yeah. No, I'm more in love though ever, than
now
ever
that you quit.
Yeah.
Cool. And if you guys weren't in a band, what would you be doing?
Oh, God. Something horrible.
Still in
probably.
School.
Working at McDonald's.
Yeah. Acting.
Acting. Yeah, for
I
real?
I only go into professions where I know I won't be making money for a very a comedian.
Yeah, cool.
I know, that was a cool question. We haven't heard that one. That's a good one.
You guys are friends with Nardwar, I hear?
No, not friends.
Okay,
no.
You're fans?
When we... I don't know. He's smart. I appreciate his intelligence. But, no, we... Back in high school, Darren and I, our old band, way back in the day, played a show and he was there. We opened for him. And he interviewed us. And
what's the name of his band?
I don't know. I just thought it was an Nardwar.
The Evaporators.
Yeah.
Best name ever. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, he's a smart dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad names, you guys were spitting out some last night.
You were the one.
Yeah.
It was you who tried to call me out that I was a liar.
You called him out?
I didn't call you out.
I told you. I have in another band that sounds like... My other band sounds... My friend Alex sounds a little bit like Phil Collins. And I said... I wanted to always call it Continental Express. And she was like, you got that from a truck, like, you liar.
It's like calling it a Greyhound.
No,
but
I've
never
seen it. I
asked him for our band name. We were like, what's a band suggestion? You were like, here's some names.
I said, Handsome ladies.
And you know, I thought you said
Hanson.
I was like,
no, Hanson.
Continental Express. I thought you were brainstorming, like sitting on a tour bus, looking out the window, like, what should we name a band?
No,
I
never
saw the truck
go
by. That's so funny.
No, that's like a good 80s pop band name.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
like
awesome.
Continental
Express.
Yeah, I like
that name.
But I guess not.
No, it's good. It's good.
Burn me, Buzz.
It would be like naming a band like Greyhound, you know, as you're sitting.
Oh, that's so cheesy.
But Continental Express is cooler.
How did you guys come up with your name?
That was, Darren came up with it. It was for his grandfather.
Oh.
I mean, called Papa, yeah. Okay. I'm surprised, though. I mean, it wasn't really taken.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I think that there's a million, like, we're un-Googleable, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
I tried Googling you yesterday, and it was impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
I mean, with that, and then, and girls, I mean, now
they're
up, but before, like, those are two un-Googleable.
There's a name, or there's a band called Humans as well, and I was trying to Google where they're from, so I was like, where are humans from? And I did not get the results I wanted.
As you look up, and you're like, wow. I can't believe I did that.
I can't believe I did that either.
Come up with any answers.
No. I played the Mamas and Papas last night specifically for you guys because I was like, Mamas and Papas.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get those. We get people like, dude, your other band should be called Mama. I was like, good.
Well, that is too fun.
Yeah. lay off the weed, brother.
What do you guys think of Van?
Love it. Do you guys call it Van?
Yeah, you should call it Van.
Some people call it Van City.
Oh my god, I was vibing out to it. I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
And
you've
got
only
the fall
seen
vibes.
A bit of it. You haven't
it's
even
true.
Seen
Find a Cold.
Well, I just met all these new Vancouver cool. friends last night.
Yeah, mm.
The drive over here was actually beautiful, like coming through.
Yeah.
Wait, which way did you come? Through the Rockies?
Fourth. Oh no, like just like to get here from our hotel.
It was just like
forest.
Yeah.
Just want to let you guys know that we stayed in Canada solely for you guys last night.
Yeah, we
did. Solely for you.
It's
guys.
An experience.
Yeah.
Are you guys going back on the coast? Like,
I don't know. Probably the quickest way just to Seattle.
Yeah.
And then to Los Angeles.
And then to Portland. SF, and then LA.
You guys are going to have fun in Portland.
I hope I've never been.
I feel it. Yeah, you will.
It's rainy though, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's rainy here.
It's
rainy in LA, I heard, too.
The West Coast. That's what the West Coast does.
I wanted that sunshine when I got back.
Yeah. We drove the 101 this summer to San Francisco and Oregon.
It's a beautiful
drive. Amazing.
Yeah,
the
Redwoods.
Yeah,
Oregon is beautiful.
It's a beautiful, beautiful state.
I've never been.
We drove through a tree. A huge redwood tree.
Oh, I was like, oh my God. No.
So my friends died. Well, I'm here. No, no, well, it was good.
The most beautiful state I've ever been in, though, is I just drove through Montana for the first time,
yeah,
and I went nuts. I was just like, I mean, with this shitty camera,
yeah,
like, taking so many flicks.
Yeah.
Excited. Little schoolboy. But thank you guys for having us so much.
No, it was great to have you guys, like,
thanks
on the show. Yeah.
Last night. You guys were
it was amazing. We hoped, hopefully we can come back soon. I'll give you guys my email, not on this thing.
Usually opening bands aren't that good. I was really impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We work hard. Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was, of course, Papa. And they're here playing their new album, A Good Woman Is Hard to Find.
That's maybe your album?
Yeah.
Do you guys find that true?
Mm-hmm. Very.
So you guys are looking for a good girl?
Yeah, I'm trying to get married.
Really?
Yeah.
Settle down.
Settle down.
What is it? What is
I'm only 23.
Settle down and let's make you pregnant.
Yeah. That's usually my new, that's
done.
My pickup line.
Let's make you pregnant.
Yeah. Girls usually like that in the
ball. Yeah. Right off the ball. This is just straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See that? Or, hey, my name's Danny. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents. That's
a good woman's hard to find.
If they thank you for that, then you know they're accepting.
Yes.
Do you have any more songs with them?
You can play the last one. I mean,
you want to play the last song?
It's not
okay.
As happy as the other four.
I have to set it up, but let's listen to Austra first.
Okay.
They were at Polaris this year, didn't win, but yeah, they're from Canada, from Vancouver, actually. But yeah, CITR 101.9 FM.
name. Spill it out between the lips that used to hold a private carnival, the one I still call home. Don't you ever bite your tongue, wrap your lips around your teeth and swallow deep the dreams that keep me dear. Now breathless on you,
what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. We'll be right back.
I called this number 3 times already today, but I...